Hey guys, what you guys doing? You guys are listening to my music. Today we are having a nice summertime in Marysville, California. You guys are all the way out there in India. I think you guys might be dying. Sorry, but I think you guys might be dying from the heat. In Africa, I'm so sorry. I mean, some parts of Africa, they don't have food. All they have is all that stuff. Yikes. But what we're talking about today is what people have been suffering and what people haven't been. You guys can guess which ones haven't been, right? What people haven't been doing that much is, sitting around on their butts like rich people do. Some rich people are nice, some rich people are awesome, but my dad's seen some pretty horrible things that rich people have done to his friends. When he was homeless, I think he still is, but, yeah, he's homeless right now, and someone kicked his friend right off their porch. Yeah, I mean, it's so dumb. Yeah, they sit on their butts all day, not working. Some of them even just sit, and all their stuff is given. Yeah, there's a lot of things that some of you guys don't know about. There are some horrible rich people up there. And I hope what those rich people have done to them is gonna be payback for them. So every single time they, disrespect someone, they get payback. Every time they look at the sunrise, but as well, killing someone because they, probably sent an assassin, because some people actually hire assassins to kill. And it's a horrible thing. I mean, look what happened to President Lincoln. He died at an opera. That's stupid. Why would you die at an opera? You were just having a nice time listening to the opera until someone shoots you. Okay, now, next one, Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King died, technically an assassin, shot him. That was sad. Guess what they used? Money. Is money suffering? No. Money is what is suffering us. Money doesn't. We don't need it. We don't need it at all. If we needed money, we'd probably be dying. If we actually needed it that bad, so bad that you'd do anything for it, we'd be dying. But luckily, people like me say, no way, we don't really need that. We have families to feed, but we can work for it. Yeah, those rich people, they don't work for it. They could stay at their house and sit there and gain money because they have sales coming in every single day from their business. All they need to do is just go check the mail. But luckily, they have butlers. Dirt is not cheap. Dirt can be found anywhere. But if it's soil, then it costs money. Regular dirt technically has soil on it. But soil just has poop in it, so why don't you just poop in your own dirt and mix it around in a little pan. Jeez, it's so dumb. Why do we even need money? It makes no sense. Okay, we got into the money talk. Now, it's time for the people that are suffering, but, you know, still have a family. Okay, now, the poor people. I'm a poor person. I always have been. Rich people have disrespected us. Broke our homes. Sold everything we owned. Poor people have never been awesome to us. Never in my whole entire life have I met a rich person that was nice to me. Never have I ever gotten money for my birthday because everybody in my family's broke. This is what life gets you when you don't work a good job. All those bullies that you see, they're poor, but they're on the street. I'm in a house. But a very small one. Even though I live with my grandma, their house is still pretty small, but not that small. We have like, I don't know, like 6 acres. That's because we live in Marysville. It costs like, you know, $250,000. Yeah. Not that much, huh? That's because we have ants, we have bats, we have rodents, we have snakes, we have, what else? We have a lot of things, but I'm just saying, I love everybody in my family. I seriously do not want my family to die from one rich person. So whoever is out there, please listen to my podcast at Travis. Oh, no, not Travis Baldwin. Please listen to my podcast at Life Can Be Horrible. Bye, guys. Have a great day.